They have the ability to distinguish between cars and motorcycles. They haven't cracked traveling by wagon. No word if they'll provide a fix to prevent any copycats. With Fox on Tech, I'm Brett Larson, Fox News.
Fox News and the forecast are coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System studios of WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
Cloudy skies with occasional showers today. Temperatures near 60 degrees this morning, falling to near 40 degrees by sunset.
It is 58 degrees at 5 a.m. here at the Automated Office System Studios. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
There's a new traffic pattern on Hydraulic Road at Route 29. Hydraulic Road in the westbound direction now has two left turn lanes instead of one.
A bill that would try and switch the presidential election to the popular vote failed in the General Assembly today. Senate Bill 399 would have joined Virginia into the National Popular Vote Compact. The bill was withdrawn from consideration today without identifying the reason. House Bill 177, which was a similar bill, was defeated Friday in the Privileges and Elections Committee.
Senator Mark Warner about today's upcoming vote to remove President Trump from office under the Articles of Impeachment.
Does anyone here honestly believe that Donald Trump wanted an investigation into the Bidens for any other reason than to damage Joe Biden politically and therefore aid in his own reelection? Now, each one of us must vote guilty or not guilty. I will vote to convict the president because I swore an oath to do impartial justice.
Senator Warner also issued a statement regarding the State of the Union address last night, specifically the parts addressing pre-existing conditions. I'm especially stunned that the president walked into the House chamber tonight and declared that he wants to protect Americans with pre-existing health conditions, despite the fact that he has spent 3 years undermining the Affordable Care Act.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 58 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
What a mess. The Iowa caucuses basically collapsed on Monday night, with state Democrats unable even to release a result. And this fuels criticism that these crazy quilt caucuses, this contraption built in Iowa, is just way too complicated to function. Even if everything had gone smoothly, there are three sets of numbers that are supposed to be released. Now, that didn't stop the candidates from doing their own speeding. Pete Buttigieg declared victory. Bernie Sanders' campaign said that no, he would win the most delegates. Joe Biden's campaign sent a letter of complaint about the system. Now, by the time the winners and losers, to the best we can ascertain them, are released, there'll be only a few hours of media coverage left until President Trump's State of the Union. So this fuels criticism that Iowa, a small, predominantly white, rural, largely unrepresentative state, shouldn't be first in the nation when it comes to picking a president, and the media place too much weight on it. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.